But Nixon won his election, his second election, in a landslide. And there were a lot of people in this country who supported Nixon. There were a lot of politicians who supported Nixon. And then,
hello, folks. This is Pastor Craig, and this is What's Happening, Marion. And sorry for that delay in getting started here. Sometimes you get a little carried away with the conversation going on break, and I miss the start time. So my apologies to everybody. So anyway, we're going to start it on What's Happening, Marion. And thank you for tuning in. And again, I apologize. There's a lot going on in Marion this week. And let's get started. Today, Friday, August 25th, tonight at the Palace Theater, is the Big 80s Dance Party. And that's a Friday night fundraiser with DJ Smalley Biggs is playing the tunes. Think about that one for a minute. Smalley Biggs. That sounds like a DJ name. They have a cash bar. They have concessions. There are going to be door prizes. And one of the things you can win, they're having a drawing for an 8-day European river cruise. Yep, an 8-day European river cruise. Tickets are $10 in advance and $12 at the door. So that's at the Palace Theater, the Big 80s Dance Party. Also going on tonight, Shining Light Baptist Church, 6 o'clock, a free community meal. It's open to everyone. Everyone's welcome. And you can get a hot meal, eat there, or you can get the meal to go. Shining Light Baptist Church is at the corner, actually it's at the point of Mount Vernon and Church Streets. Tomorrow, Saturday, is the Caledonia Farmers Market. From 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock, and it's in the public square in Caledonia. Matt, have you ever taken advantage which one's the orange mic here? It's two. Try that one.
Am I good?
Try that one.
Am I good?
I don't know. Oh. Try that one.
Is that better?
Oh, that's better. Cool. All right. The number chart's messed up. So you live in Caledonia.
I do, yeah.
So have you ever gone to the farmer's market?
I didn't know they had a farmer's market.
What do you do Saturdays?
Well, I don't live in, like, the actual town of Caledonia anymore.
Oh, okay.
But, I used to. But I moved out with, like... My parents live there. So, at the time, I was a small kid, and I don't think I was paying attention to...
So, on Saturdays, when you roll out of bed and tumble outside, you don't go through the square in Caledonia.
Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. Okay, well, I just thought I'd check.
I might now, because, like, you know... Yeah. Well, I like tomatoes, bro. Fresh-grown tomatoes?
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. And in addition to the Caledonia Farmers Market from 10 to 1... In the public square, they also have going on at the same time part of their summer music series. So while you're there for the farmer's market, you can go to the summer music series. Tomorrow, Z Wolf, also known as Nathan Photos, is performing on stage. Excuse me. He performs ambient electronic, dream pop, synth wave, and experimental synth pop. Four types of music I've never heard of. Have you guys ever? Have you? Do you know what any of that stuff is? I mean, I can kind of figure out what some of it is.
I think synth wave is more like music made with like electric keyboard kind of thing.
Okay. That's what I figure. But anyway, so that's tomorrow. So, Farmers Market in Caledonia, and then they've also got the Summer Music Series. Also tomorrow, on Saturday, is the Farmers Market in LaRue, Ohio.
LaRue.
And it's from 9 until 2. That's 350 North High Street in LaRue. Also, Saturday, tomorrow, the Forever Home Pet Adoption Event is at Founders Park here in downtown Marion from 11 till 4. It's a joint effort by Marion and Delaware's Humane Societies, where they're hoping for they can hook up dogs and people so that the dogs can have a forever home. So check that out. That's tomorrow from 11 to 4. If you or you're in your family are looking for a dog, check it out, Founders Square. Also tomorrow, Saturday, August 26th, the Tunes at Teradice at 5 o'clock tomorrow night. It's a free concert. And Teradice is at 1536 Whetstone River North in Caledonia, Ohio. And the concert that'll be presented there is the duo of Spit and Image. And they're playing country music tomorrow. So that's a free concert tomorrow night. Tunes at Teradice. All right. We have on Monday, August 28th, Monday at the Marion Public Library is the Lap Sit Baby Time. This they've done all summer long. They've done it every Monday, and I think they're continuing into September from 10 a.m. to 10:30. Bring your babies 0 to 24 months, which means, Mom, if you're coming home from the hospital tomorrow with a new baby, you can stop by. It won't be too young. So, yeah. And they have songs, bounce rhymes, books, and finger plays for up to two-year-olds. So that's Monday. All right. Also on Monday, the 28th, Creaking for Critters. Creaking for Critters, or in other words, you're playing around in the creek looking for critters. This is going to be at Teradice Park, 1536 Whetstone River Road North. And that's actually just outside of Caledonia.
Yeah, I go fishing there.
Oh, do you? Yeah, is that good fishing?
Is it good? No.
Okay.
It's right next to my house, though, and it is like a nice, like, I mean, I'm not sure where exactly they'll be at, obviously, but like the portion I go to, it's like a nice windy part of like the river or creek, I guess.
Right.
But it's a nice looking place.
Oh. So they need to stock it.
Well, it's a river. I don't think stocking it would do much.
It won't do much.
They would just run through.
Yeah.
They'd have to cycle through the entire river.
you stock it, and then you know 6 hours later, all your fish are like 5 miles downstream.
Yeah.
So the people in Delaware are going, man, where'd all these fish come from?
Exactly. Yeah.
That is Monday at Teradice Park, Creaking for Critters, 6 o'clock. It's free, and they do say, wear old clothes, because you're going to be down in the creek getting wet, getting muddy, but you're going to have fun digging for something. Also, I noticed, I saw an article on the news yesterday that, obviously, one of the animals, whatever you want to call them, that you're going to find at the at Teradice are probably turtles. Be one of the things you'll find. There was a story on the news yesterday, I don't know, it's Channel 4, Channel 10, whatever, about how there were two reported cases of salmonella somewhere here in Ohio, and they were tied to turtles.
Really?
Yeah. Turtles, yeah, they're carriers of salmonella, so you're always, whether you have a pet turtle that you bought at the store, or you pick up a box turtle on the road and you don't want it to get run over, so you take it home, they do warn you to always wash your hands, you know, when you're handling turtles.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I used to have three turtles.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, did you get the pet store brand of turtles, or did you get these, go out in the wild and catch your own?
I'm honestly not sure where they came from, because I got them from my biology teacher. He was retiring, and he had two turtles in the fish tank that he had in his classroom, and I jokingly asked this man for his turtles. And he was just like, yeah.
And he
gave
them to you.
Yeah, and then he gave me a fish tank, food, the turtles. Then he gave me another turtle that he had in his house at his tank.
So do you still have any of those turtles?
I do not. I had them for like 2 years, but one died. It fell in between like the rock and the wall of the aquarium, and it just died. We were camping, so, like, I didn't know. There was nothing I could do about it. And then the other one, I got them this big, like, I paid $150 for the aquarium itself and then put another, like, $120 worth of stuff in it. Like, I loved those turtles.
Yeah.
But then one of them just, I'm not really sure how, but, like, I just came home one day and one of them was just floating around in the water. It was tangled up in the cord, so I thought it was just stuck, so I, like, you know, untangled it carefully and then put it back in the water, and it was just limp. And I was like, that's not good. So I buried both of my turtles and then let the third one go, so I didn't, like, you know,
yeah,
accidentally kill that one too.
Well, it's interesting because my older son, when he was in elementary school, and I don't know, he was about 6 or 7 years old, he got one of those turtles that you get at the pet store. And when he went off to college, he gave that turtle to his brother, and then his brother had it, and that turtle just died last year. Really? So we'd had that turtle for 26 years.
Oh, yeah, no, turtles live, wow. I looked it up, and I had two different kinds. I had a, I think it's called a common map turtle, and then I had a yellow belly slider.
Yeah.
They both were, like, in captivity can live up to, like, 30 years. Yeah. So, like, I was looking to have those turtles forever, but I just apparently couldn't, I couldn't take well enough care of them, apparently.
What do you feed turtles? What do you feed them?
Little, like, I fed mine mealworms, and there was also little, like, reptile sticks. Did you feed them?
Yeah. Yeah, basically you can buy turtle food at the pet store.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now, it's kind of funny because when I was a kid, I had turtles, and the first three, I got them one at a time, but, like, my first one, it died, so I got another one, and it died. And they always died within 1 year, and they always got soft shell disease that killed them. So I got the fourth turtle, and my dad had an aquarium with tropical fish in it. So he said, you know, hey, why don't you let your turtle, you know, live in the aquarium with the fish, and maybe it'll do better. Not only did it do better, but as that turtle grew, it started chasing down and eating the fish. And so in a matter of about three years, that turtle ate all of my dad's tropical fish except one.
Really?
He wouldn't eat the catfish.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat the catfish either.
Well, I wouldn't eat the catfish either. So
stab me in the neck with his. Yeah.
So what is, like, you have to give the water a certain way to keep the turtle from dying?
I think what it was is it was the right mix of sunlight, but being able to get, because, like, when they get soft shell disease, they're not getting enough natural light.
Oh, okay.
And so I think with the aquarium, and it had a light for the fish, and I think it was, you know, it was a good environment for him because he could go deep in the water, but he could get up on some rocks, and, you know, so, but it worked out, whatever.
The turtles I had, I had these really expensive LED lamps that put, like, it also had, like, it also gave off UV rays. So it was basically like sunbathing for the turtle.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Okay, so, anyway, back to where we were.
Oh, yeah.
So, Terradice, creaking for critters. All right. Tuesday, August 29th, Medicare 101. This is at the Marion Public Library at 1 o'clock. It's a program to educate new and existing Medicare recipients. Provides a good overview of options, plans, and supplements. And there will be time there for Q&A. So I'll take note of that.
Absolutely.
Also on Tuesday, August 29th, also at the Marion Public Library, is Teen Dungeons and Dragons from 3:15 to 5 p.m., which is obviously after school, ages 11 to 18. And all levels of experience playing Dungeons and Dragons are welcome. If you're an absolute beginner, if you're an intermediate player, if you're advanced and that's all you do in life, there's room for everyone at the public library. Wednesday, August 30th, is Woofstock. Woofstock.
Woofstock.
It's a park revival. A park revival celebration at the Kaufman Dog Park. and bring your dog, see what's new, and they're going to have music, food trucks, and ribbon cutting. And the Kaufman Dog Park is at 2375 Harding Way East. That's 2375 Harding Way East, and that's the Kaufman Dog Park. Thursday, August 31st, is story time at the Marion Public Library. There are two sessions of story time from 10 until 10:30, and then again from 11 to 11:30. It is for preschoolers and their moms or dads or grandparents. They're going to have songs, rhymes, activities, and stories. So that's Thursday morning at the Marion Public Library. Also on Thursday, August 31st, is the teen scene at Marion Public Library. Again, it's from 3:15 to 5, which would be after school. And it's a chance for your teens after school to get homework help. They have crafts there, and there are also activities and discussions centered around a theme. And some of the topics that are their themes for this summer, or actually this fall, are literature, podcasts, and pop culture. So that's Teen Scene at the Marion Public Library, Thursday from 3:15 to 5 o'clock. August 31st, Thursday, meet author Jeanette Walls, Marion Public Library. The doors open at 6 p.m. She has a program from 6:30 to 7:30, and then we'll do a book signing at 7:30. And Miss Jeanette Walls is known for her memoir, The Glass Castle, which has been on the New York bestseller time for more than 8 years. Also, she's had some New York Times bestsellers such as The Silver Star and Half Broke Horses. Also, too, you will be able to talk to her about and see her newest book called Hang the Moon. Thursday, August 31st, is the Downtown Marion Downtown Farmers Market from 4 to 7 p.m., corner of Church and Main. And, you know, Matt mentioned a few minutes ago when we were talking about the Caledonia Farmers Market, this is a great time to go to the farmers markets because all of the tomatoes are coming in the last couple weeks. And I mean, they've had tomatoes there basically all summer, but the really good tomatoes like you grow in your garden are getting ripe now. And if you like tomatoes, I had one this past week that was just delicious. I picked it out of Scott's garden.
Oh, did you? Oh, there you go.
No, I don't know. But
you're the one.
Yes, I'm the one.
You're not going to like this, but I don't like tomatoes.
Well, I understand there are a few communists in our crowd that have. that was a thing when I was a little kid. You know, somebody said they didn't like something. I say, well, you must be a communist. No, I understand there are people who don't like tomatoes. Do you like a good cucumber?
I like cucumbers. Yeah, I put them in my salad.
See, this is, again, a good time of the year for farmers markets. Nice cucumbers. Some good bell peppers. I don't know, you like bell peppers?
I'm not a big bell pepper, no.
Summer squash.
I like squash.
Yeah, see, we can pick up summer squash. Yeah, homegrown potatoes.
Homegrown potatoes?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know we grew potatoes in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. You can grow them in your backyard. No, seriously, I mean.
I didn't know that. I thought, I mean, I know they grow in, like, Idaho a lot, so I thought, like, we just couldn't grow them here. Yeah.
Well, we can't grow Idaho potatoes, but we can grow Ohio potatoes.
You got a nice Caledonia potato.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, if you folks haven't had a Caledonia potato, you're missing. You're missing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Small and nobody cares about it.
Yeah, very small. Nobody cares about it, and actually no one's ever heard of it. All right, that's the Downtown Farmers Market this Thursday. All right. Also on Thursday, the 31st, is the Community Resource Fair. It is being put on by the Marion Public Health and the Marion Crawford Adam H. It's being held at Tri Rivers Career Center from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. And this Thursday is Ohio Overdose Awareness Day. So they certainly have all kinds of resources and, for people and information available. That has to do, obviously, with some of it is, you know, drug overdose, but also a lot of mental health issues. So they're going to have a special candle ceremony. They'll have crafts there. There are going to be speakers there, food trucks. So just a chance for you to get informed on some of the resources that are available here for mental health and drug addiction. Continuing on for another about 10 days is the Marion's Amazing Treasures Scavenger Hunt, being sponsored by the Marion Visitors and Convention Bureau. You can pick up a playing card at 198 West Center Street, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5. There are instructions on the card, and you can get all the details. And then if there will also be details that if you visit some of the attractions and get your card appropriately marked, then you can enter into a drawing. And they have three prizes. They don't know, tell us what the prizes are, but I'm sure that they're something really nice coming from the Convention Bureau. So that is still going on. And let's see, one final announcement here is just a reminder that in November, the Marion Historical Society is hosting the Meet and Dine with the Presidents of the United States. It's on Saturday, November 4th from 4:30 to 7:30. The event is going to be at All Occasions Catering and Banquet Facility in Waldo. And you have the opportunity to hear James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, and Theodore Roosevelt. Also, non-speaking presidents that are going to be there at the dinner are George Washington, James Madison, Martin Van Buren, Ulysses S. Grant, Benjamin Harrison, Warren G. Harding, the Warren G. Harding, Harry S. Truman. Also, they're going to have President Taft's wife, First Lady Helen Louise Taft, and Mamie Eisenhower. First Lady Mary Geneva Mamie Eisenhower. So those are all going to be available at the dinner. And I mention it now because you must get your tickets. And tickets are $35 for general seating. And you can pick them up at Heritage Hall. And the deadline is October 18th. Although I would suggest if you are interested that you don't wait until October because by then it may be sold out. As a matter of fact, their VIP seating is already sold out. So, but you can still get general seats and have a good time. And I know in the past some of the people from the station have gone to the president's dinner. Scott, are you planning to go to the president's dinner this year?
I think so. They have asked me.
All right. Sean?
I'm thinking about going this year.
Matt?
I'm not really sure. It depends on if I work. Most likely. Okay. If I don't work, I'll probably be there.
I do have a question on that last thing.
Yes.
So Harding's not speaking.
One of the speaking presidents, but he's one of the eating presidents.
Wonder why they didn't have him speak since we're from Marion.
Well, they just wanted, every year they have different speaking presidents.
Oh, okay.
And so they do kind of like a rotation.
Oh, okay, so maybe he did it last year.
Yeah, it's not his year.
Okay. Not his year.
Well, yeah. I plan on being there, so it looks like maybe we'll have a good contingent from the station here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It'll be fun.
It'll be a good time. It'll be a really good time.
I'm sure Matt can get off.
Yeah.
What did you say it was?
November 4th.
November 4th.
I think that's a Saturday. I think I said that was Saturday. Saturday, November
4th. Just put it in right now. You have 3 weeks, right?
Yep. Yeah. I've requested off.
Yeah. You have 3 weeks coming?
I mean, he has to.
I have to have a three week notice. Three week notice.
Yeah, Saturday, November 4th. So, folks, that's what's going on in Marion the next 7 days. Hopefully, you can find something that appeals to you there, or maybe you have a friend or relative that would be interested in doing something. So that's plenty of suggestions of things that can do, things that are going on. If you are part of a group and you're having a special event here in Marion in the near future, you can call this number, my number. I have a number that you can call and leave me a message. I will not answer the phone when you call, but leave me a message and leave me details about your event, and then I'll get it on at an appropriate time, and we can promote your group's event. My number is 419-210-0267. Again, that's 419-210-0267. So that's my number. Yes, Sean.
You know, there's a lot of stuff out there that people don't know about.
There's a ton of stuff that people don't. I go to, there's about 9 different websites or Facebook pages. Some are Facebook pages. Some they've got, you know, website that I go to try and get all this information gathered together. I make special note if when I'm driving through Marion, if somebody's got a sign up or they got the banners over the roads, and I still find that I miss things. Like, for instance, last Saturday, and I knew nothing about it until Saturday morning. I would have loved to announce it on my show last Friday, but I didn't know anything about it, and that was the Marion Airfoils. Marion Airfoils is the group, the remote control airplanes. The Marion.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, they had a day last Saturday that was open to the public. You know, they were like celebrating what they were doing. It was open to the public. You could watch these guys flying their airplanes and everything. And I think it's something that would have been really fun to go to. I'm sure there's a people that would have liked to have gone that didn't know anything about it. So,
Where was it at? Airport?
It was at where they meet. Oh. And where they meet is right along Marion Tallgrass Trail. At the 1 mile mark, there's a parking lot and there's a big lake. There's a big lake off of the trail, and they have their flying area right there. So it's real handy, just up off of 204, and that was open. So I endeavor to find out about as much as I can, but please, if anybody is part of a group that is planning something, even something simple like, you know, you belong to a club, like the Marion Airfoils. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to have known about that. So just call 419-210-0267. Leave me a message.
I wonder if our friend, I'll have to ask Scott for sure, Terry Klein. I'm our friend Terry Klein here for the radio station, because he's involved with some of that kind of stuff, like drones and stuff.
Right.
I wonder if he's involved in that group.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Scott for sure. But
Yeah.
So that'd be pretty interesting. I think you're right. I think there's a lot of stuff out there in Marion County, not and outside of Marion County, that people don't know about.
Well, you know, I'm finding this, doing this every week, very interesting.
Yeah.
Because there's really a lot of stuff going on that you don't hear about. Like, for instance, all the things going on at the library.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know about unless you paid particular attention to the library.
Absolutely.
But they have things going on for every age group. I mean, literally, they have the story time for the little kids. They've got the teen time after school.
Yep.
They have that class this next week that's for seniors that are, you know, interested or in Medicare.
Yeah.
So, you know, they offer, that you know, they have an author coming this week. So, you know, if you're interested in her books or her type of books. So there's always something going on at the library, and there's always something going on all over the place.
Yeah, there is. Like you said, Paradise.
Yeah.
You know, our friend, I believe...
James Anderson.
And James Anderson, yep. And then he's the what, tall grouse chair?
Well, yeah, he's the naturalist for the park, okay. So he's at all of them. But primarily, he works at Tall Grass because that's where they have, you know, their display building and put on a lot of their programs because it's the biggest park.
Yeah.
But and then he has an intern there. So they have things going on there all the time. So, you know... There's things going on all the time that it would appeal to a wide range of people, and it's just it's hard to get all that information collected in one place so that it can be made available to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. You know, it'd be nice if people and come together in this town to let people know that's going on, because half of the stuff nobody advertises correctly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff that you was reading off, I had no clue.
Well, you know, I mean, a month ago, I wouldn't have had clue either.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I would hear something on, you know, sometimes Adam in his news reports, he'll report, you know, a thing or two that's going on. Or I might, if I'm lucky enough, I might catch James Anderson so I can hear what's going on in the parks.
Yeah.
But all these things going on by all different organizations. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in Marion.
Yeah, and people don't know about
it. No.
And it's sad, really. Yeah. It's really sad.
But so but
we have you.
We're doing our best.
We have you doing it, yeah.
We're doing our best.
Absolutely. So.
So what are we going to talk about when we, after the next break? Do we have topics set?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be Donald Trump. Okay. One of them. Yeah, I think that's probably going to be part of it. And I think, I'm not sure if Abby's coming in next hour or not. I'll have to find out with Scott if he touched base with her or not. But the debate with Matt. And,
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a little bit of everything, actually.
It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
It'll be a good time. So stick around, and we wouldn't want you to miss that. We've got winding down here the last 12 minutes. 12
minutes.
12 minutes. So what's been happening with you, Sean?
You know... I've recently having an interview coming up here soon.
Right.
I lost my job, you know, not too long ago. But other than that, I'm trying to keep my health in check.
Okay.
But everything else, I think I'm just rolling with the punches, I guess.
So did you get inspired to go on daily walks after you and I and Scott made that long trek at the Bratwurst Festival down to Baker's Pizza?
You know, it's kind of interesting, Pastor. You know, I lost my hat there, right?
Right.
So we ended up walking back down there again and then walked back. Oh, I was dead. I was dead. I you know.
So but that didn't inspire you to do a walk every day?
No, but I think I should. I think you're right. I just got some more health news that I have to keep up with. Yeah.
Now, from my perspective, if you don't mind me sharing that,
yeah,
is I think you found the walk down to Baker's was easier than it was going to be, and I don't think you had any regrets.
You're right. You're exactly right. It looked further.
Right.
Than it actually was.
Yes.
Yeah.
It did.
It did.
Because you said, look where the Ferris wheel, it's so far away, and it's beyond the Ferris wheel, right?
I did. Yeah.
But once we got walking,
it actually wasn't that bad at all.
Yeah.
It seems like we got there faster than coming back. Wonder why that is.
I don't know, but you know what? Because usually it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Usually when you're walking somewhere, it seems like it's longer to get there than it is to get back.
Yeah.
And part of that is, you know, it's nothing's familiar. And when you're walking there, you got all this unfamiliar things. And so you think it takes longer. And then coming back, it's, you know, it's all second hand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you're exactly right. I have no regrets. It was a piece of cake, to be honest with you. And I did it twice.
There you go.
Yeah.
And originally, you were putting up a heck of a fight because you didn't even want to do it once.
I did I?
Yeah. And then you did it twice.
I did it twice, yeah. Yeah. Isn't that weird how your body just thinks?
Yeah.
It's weird. It was just my brain thinking, like, hey, I don't know if I could do this because, you know,
that's it. That's
of my conditions, you know?
That you were telling yourself, I don't think I can do this.
Yeah. And I shouldn't do that. I think I should be more positive.
Right.
But I'm not. I think I'm more negative of myself than I should be.
Well, don't ever leave your car keys laying around, because if you do, I'm going to sneak out and I'm going to move your car six houses down the street. Then you're going to have to walk six houses to get your car.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to do that on purpose, won't you?
Yeah, yeah. I will.
Yeah. Hey, Scott, remind me not to leave my keys anywhere. That's funny.
So, anything else going on?
Not a whole lot. The weather's been kind of weird around here.
How about that storm Wednesday
yeah,
night?
Yeah, it was awful. It kept me awake all night.
Kept me awake most of the night.
Yeah, it was... And, you know, I have a big fan that I run every night, and it's supposed to drown out the sound, but I heard it. It was just going right through the fan.
Yeah. So, do you have any plans for this weekend?
I don't, but I think some of those topics that you read off were pretty interesting.
You going to the 80s dance party tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do the electric slide.
Oh, I'd pay money to see that. I would
I learned the electric slide from our friend Martha Dalsmanese.
Really?
She taught me how to do the electric slide.
So you can actually do it.
I can do it. She taught me. Oh. Right. She taught me right in the alley of the Popcorn Festival one night.
I'm impressed.
And she was a good coach.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. You're going to take in a farmer's market this weekend.
You know, we have one close to my house.
Okay, so where's that?
That's over by Lynn Hampshire. Do you know where Lynn Hampshire is? Yeah. Off of 23 there?
Yeah.
They have a farm market there.
Now, this is an individual that has a farm market?
Yeah, I think it's like a flea market, but they have a farm market sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you can see that flea market from 23?
Yeah, from 23.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that's operating?
It's operating.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was still in operation or not.
Yeah, it's still there.
Is it every Saturday?
It's every Saturday and Sunday, I believe.
There again. There's something else that's going on.
Yeah.
All right.
So. When I was growing up, it used to be really, really, really busy. They used to sit outside.
Right.
But now, you know, nowadays, it's just not as popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I was growing up, we used to walk over there from, you know, through snow and everything.
So you grew up in that area?
Yeah, I grew up in that area.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Were you on Lynn Hampshire Road?
No, I lived in a house district. You know, yeah. I lived in that area.
Okay.
It was like, maybe like 5 or 10 minutes from the flea market.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Took a little longer when we walked, but...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. I used to walk back in those days.
Back in those days?
Yeah.
And you didn't put up a fight?
I didn't put up a fight. I just did it.
Yeah. No, I can't.
I can't do it. No, I can't. I'm dying. You know, I ever since I had this this heart problem...
Right.
And I just found out I have heart failure on top of it. It seems like I run out of breath easy. I think that's what really drives me crazy. It's because I can't really walk too far. I feel like I'm going to die.
Right. Shortness of breath.
Yeah, shortness of breath. And I think that's why I try to avoid doing that as best I can. But I try to not let it stop me. But
yeah.
Besides that one day. You know. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get you on a walking routine.
Walking routine?
Yeah. We're going to start out small.
Start out small.
We're just going to do it just a little bit every day. Okay. And then next week we'll do a little bit more every day.
Yeah.
And then we'll have you out walking.
Oh, pretty soon I'll be running the marathon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe not this year, but next year we'll get you running a marathon.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So what's been going on with your neck of the woods? Hey, did you see that video I sent you about your potties, your porta potties that you did?
Yes.
That was very interesting.
Yes, it was very interesting. Yeah.
Is that something like, is that how you guys do yours?
Sort of. Yeah, okay. It's close.
Yeah,
it's close.
Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. They just took this little thing. And
yeah. I mean, that's basically it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a, not to get into the gory details that, but, you know, basically we have similar setup.
Yeah.
And if you have, say, 10 gallons of muck in the portable toilet, with the vacuum pump that we have, you can get it all out in 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's super fast.
Yeah. And then as far as cleaning the rest of the inside, you know, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can spray it and wipe it down. You can use a power washer. Or what we have on our trucks are, we have a little pump and then a garden hose with a sprayer on the end of it. So we, you know, spray down, and then we take a squeegee, you know, get everything all
nice and clean.
Yeah, nice and clean. And Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not realize, because we talked about this before, and I just happened to come across that video, and I was like, you know, I'm going to send this to Pastor.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's nice about it is, you know, people always think, you know, that's a disgusting job, you know, cleaning out porta potties.
But somebody has to do it.
Somebody has to do it. And the other thing of it is, you know, just because you're working with it doesn't mean you have to get any of it on you. You know, you can stay relatively clean and safe while you're cleaning if you've got the proper tools and everything. And you know, it's really not that bad.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that show called Dirtiest Jobs with what was
Mike Rowe?
Yeah, that's I used to watch that show all the time.
Yeah, and some of that stuff he had on there, there's no way you could pay me to do it.
No. I mean, he went down the sewers. He did everything.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No way I would ever do it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That's crazy. Wow, some of those jobs that he did. Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes is from Mike Rowe. He says that. So you know the old adage, work smarter, not harder.
Right.
He says that he thought that was the stupidest quote ever when he was in school, and he switched it up to work harder and smarter.
There you go.
Huh. That's pretty interesting.
That actually, I kind of like that.
It does.
Yeah.
And all those jobs are not fake. And
no.
He did them.
No, they're real jobs.
Yeah. He did them. Well,
thank you for those words of wisdom from Mike Rowe.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new with you, Matt?
Not much.
That's good because we only have 3 minutes.
Me and Scott were back there talking about the JFK thing.
Oh.
Apparently that was the first one that was ever on television.
Oh, it was. The very first debate was the Nixon-Kennedy debate.
I did not know that.
So apparently that is the oldest debate I'll ever be able to watch. Unless I find a recording, I could probably listen to a debate.
Maybe there weren't. Maybe the presidential candidates didn't have debates before Nixon. No, I bet they did because Lincoln, you know, the Lincoln-Douglas debates were famous from the 1860s. So
they're probably on radio, right?
Well,
not TV.
They didn't have radio back then.
Oh, like cans with strings on them?
Yes, cans with strings. Right, exactly. Yeah. You would hold a can in front of your mouth, and then you'd have a can by your... the very early days of radio.
Absolutely. That was before all the technology.
Scott told me some interesting tidbit of information back there, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I bring up about how Richard Nixon was a little sweaty and JFK wasn't?
Yes.
Yeah. Apparently, the producer came in and told both JFK and Nixon that they needed to wear makeup because of TV and they'd be under hot lights and things like that. And then JFK said, "I'm not wearing makeup." And because he said that, Richard Nixon said, "I'm not wearing makeup either." And then when they went to each other's dressing rooms, JFK called in the makeup artist to do his makeup, and Richard Nixon didn't.
See, even in the 60s, you had certain politicians that did deception as part of their campaign.
It was certainly a tactic, because like Scott said, that the majority of people who watched it on television said
noticed
that,
about Nixon was sweating.
And he said that the majority of people who watched it on television thought JFK won, but the majority of people who listened to it on the radio thought Nixon won.
Right. I had read that one time where there was a difference between those who saw and those who only heard.
Because he was sweaty.
Right.
And that was like the only difference.
So would you let sweat pouring down the face make your mind up for you?
Personally, I thought JFK had the better debate anyways.
Okay.
He didn't, like Richard Nixon stumbled over his words a few times. JFK did not. Never even slipped up. Never stuttered.
He was a very smart man.
Yeah, wait. And he was articulate.
Yeah.
And that made a difference.
Absolutely.
All right, well... Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Matt. And this is Pastor Craig. And I want to thank you for hanging out with us today as we covered what's happening, Marion. And sorry we got off to a late start, but we got it all in. And so enjoy yourselves. Have a good time this week. Make available to yourself any of the things going on in Marion. Obviously, behind everything that's going on, there are people working hard to make it available to you. So you may as well take advantage of it and do what you possibly can. I'll be back here again next Friday, and we'll talk about what's happening, Marion. And I imagine we'll probably have even a bigger slate of events with the Labor Day weekend coming up on us. So until then, I will see you, and have a good week, a safe week. And by the way, don't turn your dial.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place for legendary talk show host Phil